Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. Now, I drive a vehicle. It's used, but it's somewhat new. And I think I got like 75,000 miles on it now. I had like 50,000 when I got it. Little Web Girl, your car is pretty new because you got in an accident like less than a year ago.
Yeah, I did. I got in an accident. I think it was like last September.
Ugh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I have a new car.
So are you having any problems with your new car?
Yeah, so I actually parked at my friend's house, was in her apartment for 45 minutes, come back out. It was parked on the side of the street, and I had a big like gash in my windshield, like a big crack.
Oh, no.
Not a gash, a crack.
Okay, like did you feel something hit your windshield when you were driving, or you just happened out of nowhere?
Nope, happened out of nowhere. When I went into her apartment, my windshield was fine. When I came out, there was a big crack.
833-JOE-ALEX. I would like to know what issue or issues are you currently having with your car? Maybe it's newer. Maybe it's an old clunker, you know, an old beat-up car you're just putting together with duct tape. What are the problems? I want to hear about it. Now, I bring this up, and maybe there are none for Producer Pork Chop, but I found this list of issues that we have with our cars, and I'll get to that in a second that we really just kind of ignore. But what about you? Your car is what?
It's a 2008, and I bought it in 07.
Okay, so that, you bought it new. Mm-hmm. And what kind of car is it?
It's a Dodge Charger.
Okay, and how many miles are on your car, Pork Chop?
I put 298,300 miles on it.
Dude, that's impressive.
That's insane.
Yeah, so like in a couple months, maybe even a month or two, I'm going to hit 300,000 miles.
You better pull over and take a picture, man. That's a cool little moment, little milestone. My old car, I'd still have it. I love driving cars until they die because I do not like having a car payment. I had a 2006 Saturn Ion. Ooh, it was so cool. Lady killer. not really. But it did have a sunroof, so that was nice. But it had 209,000. I almost got to 210,000 miles. But it just there was probably about $500 worth of repairs that needed to be done, but because they don't make the parts anymore for those cars and the labor, like my mechanic buddy's like, Joe, this is gonna cost you like $2,000 to fix. I'm like, what?
Yeah, so that's finally, a lot.
And I was going to do it. I'm a dummy. My wife, Lindsay's like, absolutely not. We're not going to do this. So 833-JOE-ALEX, what kind of car issues do you have that you kind of just ignore? I don't see it. Maybe that check engine light's on. That's one thing that's in there. A lot of people have a check engine light on and they just ignore it. Do you guys freak out when the light comes on? Or are you just so used to it? You're like, well, whatever. It should be fine.
In the past, I've gone like 6 months overdue without an oil change. Honestly, probably like 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And so mine's on actually right now. And I'm just like, nah, I'll get to it when I get to it. And also my cracked windshield, I'm not worried about it. I'll get to it when I get to it. I'm just poor. I don't want to spend the money on it. I could spend the money on clothes or like going out.
But what if that thing you're ignoring turns into like a major engine failure and it's like you're out of luck then?
Well, it's never happened before. So I'm just like literally crossing my fingers.
You know, you could like go to AutoZone and they'll do a check engine light thing for free. Like my check engine light is on, and they told me like it's just for emissions. So
okay.
They said it'll help with like the gas mileage, and it's like spewing whatever crap into the earth. I'll get it fixed soon.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Carolyn.
Carolyn, thanks for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. What's going on like with your ride? What are you experiencing? What are you ignoring?
Well, I have a cracked windshield. I have a left outer tie rod that is very loose and probably needs replaced. I need to replace my rotors. Uh-huh. I have about 200,000 miles on my car.
Dang!
I can't choose between face or feet for my air blower. It does whatever it wants to, and it's stuck on one right now.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
No, that's something that I would not be able to live with. Are you kidding me? When I am hot, like, I need the AC full blast blowing on my face. And when I am cold, like, I need it to feel like
it's burning your flesh.
Heating pad. Yes.
Wow. So are you going to get your car fixed at all, or are you just going to let it ride till it dies?
Well, we fix it here and there whenever it's like the winter time. Then we definitely like fix it for the heat, and then I don't have air then. But if it's summer, then I just fix it so I have AC.
Oh, okay.
That is so crazy.
You are a genius. I appreciate you calling in. Some other things that were on there, as Liv mentioned, a cracked windshield. I've got that, too, on my old car. Knock on wood, I don't get a new one. I do that because it's illegal. You're supposed to get that fixed. But I'm like,
wait, really?
Yeah. If there's a cop listening, I know a lot of cops listen, and we appreciate you. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm pretty sure if you have a cracked or a chipped windshield, you're supposed to get it like it could be a fix-it ticket. You got to get that repaired for safety, because if it spreads any farther, it could be a total safety hazard, and you can't see out of your front of your vehicle when you're driving.
Mine spread. It's past halfway on my windshield.
Do you ever play the game of what's that leak? Like,
no.
Well, not with your body. I'm talking about with your car, like where there's something underneath your car. Like, okay, that's green, that's pink, that's black. Like, what could be dripping from my vehicle? Like, I used to have a point where it was so bad with one of my cars that I had to have a like thing of cardboard underneath of the car just to catch all of it so I didn't ruin the driveway. And the number one thing, a rattling sound. Gotta hate that.
Like, I don't.
You don't have a rattling sound?
No, I take good care of my car.
I thought
man.
You had a lot of noises in your car.
I
that's
did.
Why you
when
had
you turned or something?
Rating.
No, I got it all fixed though, Liv.
Oh.
Why is he winking at you when he says that? That makes no sense.